first building in this town didn't begin its life here. In fact, its route to this city is a story in itself. The tale of a little red house in western Kansas is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodit Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
When hundreds and then thousands of people began moving over the Santa Fe Trail, this was one of the most anticipated landmarks on the path.
Any place else, I suppose, in the entire world, Pawnee Rock would be rather insignificant, but out here on the plains, it was monumental. Rising some 60 feet above the floor level of the plains, it stood out very distinctly and was perhaps the best-known landmark between Missouri and the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
David Clapsaddle knows much about the trail that passes through his hometown. Fort Larned was established just a few miles from Pawnee Rock in 1859 to protect mail moving up and down the route.
It wasn't very glamorous. It wasn't very exciting, and would while away their time after their prescribed duties for the day. And it was kind of a boring thing, really.
In 1863, the Post Mess was built, a small building similar to a cafe. 9 years later, that little building endured quite a trip.
The post trader at Fort Larned, named Henry Booth, unceremoniously jacked that building up, put some wheels under it, hooked a team on it, and dragged it down the south bank of the Pawnee River some 6 miles. It was April. The water was up. He floated it across the Pawnee River, dragged it upon the bank of the Pawnee, and established it as Larned's first building.
The building served just about every purpose one could imagine for the new city of Larned.
It became the post office, a restaurant, a hotel of sorts, the first schoolhouse, the first courthouse, the first church house, and then there's another kind of house it was that I'm not going to discuss.
Today, the Little Red House has been reconstructed and stands on the route of the old Santa Fe Trail. Traveling the countryside in Larned, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.